Hello and welcome back. The Liminal Lands has returned. I do need to quickly shout out some new patrons before we can get back to it. Dylan, who is 68% Wendigo, Lola, who is 50% Encantado, and the great Jaboba, who is a descendant of Huldir. Thank you so much for becoming patrons, guys, especially during my time off. Now, let's go ahead and get back to the Liminal Lands. It's been a while. Today's episode is called Ship's Mast. So, enjoy the show.
Daddy, I'm scared. I don't want to go.
Oh, God damn it, Rich. I told you, don't ever use my kids' voices. That is crossing a damn line, and I don't... Wait. Where the hell am I? What the hell is that sound? What the hell is going on? Oh, God, my head! Is that singing? It's like some kind of singing, but it's like it's all around me, but still somehow straight ahead. That way. The way I was going. The way I need to keep going.
Daddy, stop. You're going the wrong way.
Rich! Didn't I just tell you? What the hell? What's going on? Where does that singing come from? What is it doing to me? Is that what caused my sleepwalking? Is it drawing me to it? Is that even possible? Can a voice have that kind of power? Even if it is a beautiful voice. An angelic voice. Calling me. Maybe it is an angel. Calling me to show me the way home. A voice like that surely just wants to help me.
Daddy, you're not taking this seriously.
Rich, I'm gonna... Holy shit, it got me again. I can't... It's like the sirens in the Odyssey. There is no way this can be something good. How did Odysseus beat them? Shit, it's hard to think. I wish it would just shut up for a minute so I can just think, damn it. Odysseus had his men tied to a ship mast. That won't help me. I can't sail past. I don't have men. I've got Rich, who is barely keeping me in my right mind by making me mad. When really, you know, there really isn't any reason to be angry. I should just... Rich, hit me with it again.
Daddy, I don't want to go into the haunted house.
Okay. I'm back for a second or two at least. Odysseus's men, how did they get past the sirens? Wax. Beeswax, stopping up their ears so they couldn't hear. Does that help me? I don't have beeswax. Wait. Wax. The stuff Cheshire gave me called sunlight. That was in a nickel nip thing. That's wax. I used it in a cave. After that, there was extra wax. Where? Here. Okay. Just pinch off the excess and tear it in half, and then I just kind of roll them in little balls. There's one. And there's two. Whoa. Holy crap. I can think. It's almost like I was drunk and then suddenly sober. Damn. Okay. I think I'm okay now. Mostly. I don't know. Okay. I have to think. I need to get some distance. I need to go potty. Do I still have everything? My tape recorder. Oh, here it is. Oh, hell, it's on. Oh, okay. Hello, hypothetical future listeners. Welcome back.
Feels like forever since we talked. That whatever it was really did a number on me. Siren? I'm going to call it a siren for want of a better word. It's crazy. I really don't think I've thought completely normal since... Damn. Basically since leaving Yiggy behind. The closest I can describe it is it was like getting drunk. When I was at camp and hunting, I was buzzed. And then the closer I got to whatever this is, the worse it got. By the time Rich snapped me out of it, I was basically blackout. The tape recorder was apparently running, and I desperately want to rewind it and listen, and I damn near did just that. I even had my hand on the button. But maybe you already see the problem with that. Currently, I'm sitting here with two blobs of wax in my ears. I can't hear squat. Hell, I can barely hear myself talk. That's one hole in that plan. And if I took the things out, I risk opening myself to falling back under that thing's spell. Another hole in that plan. Then, there's also the fact that I have no idea if the singing on the tape would still have any of the power, or whatever you want to call it. When I was thinking about it, I imagined myself endlessly rewinding it, listening to it over and over again, walking to what would most likely be my doom. I can't imagine that siren puts people under some kind of hypnotic spell that brings them to it just so that they can have a tea party. Or hell, maybe it does. Just whoever they lure is the appetizer, and their blood is the tea. Alright, that's kind of falling apart. I was just damn near dinner for that thing, whatever. And I should have been. Absolutely would have been if not for Rich. Using the voice of my kids was so shocking and angering to me. It snapped me out of whatever hold it had on me. Which means at some point, I probably need to reconsider just how smart Rich actually is. Yeah, I suppose it could have been a coincidence. But I don't know about you guys, but coincidence as an explanation at this point rings a little hollow to me. It feels like, okay, like if you asked a dog what 1 + 1 is and he barked twice, your first instinct would be to call it coincidence. But then you ask it what 1 + 2 is and it barks 3 times. Yeah, still could be a coincidence. So you up it and ask it what 5 + 2 is and it barks 7 times. At that point, you gotta consider the possibility that the dog knows math. That's where I am with Rich. Rich used the one thing that would likely snap me out of it. At this point, I believe Rich has to at least be as smart as that gray parrot, Alex, I think it was called. Or even smarter. I swear, sometimes it's like Rich is just a tiny intellectual step away from me and him being able to just straight up have a conversation. Or maybe I'm the one who is a tiny intellectual step away. Just too dumb to put the pieces together on what Rich is trying to convey. Knowing me, that's the likelier of the two. But that's a problem for another day. Because I've got enough problems for today as it is. Besides, Rich is making themselves pretty scarce. They're still around here somewhere, I'm sure. Just not hanging around where I can see them right now. But anyways, after I managed to shove the wax in my ears and cut off the noise, I came pretty much completely back to myself. But I could still feel the desire to keep heading forward. It just felt right. Like how it was back at camp, just this nebulous desire to head that direction. So I turned my happy ass around and went the exact opposite direction. And the further away I got, the less I felt the pull. And now, I'm not feeling it at all. Am I? I don't know. If I am, it's only a little, but I may just be gaslighting myself at this point. The thing is, I really assumed that I was going to end up back at camp. And I was wrong. I am not back at camp. I am, in fact, completely lost. HFLs, I'm not just lost. I'm lost. Yeah. Okay. I'm really lost, guys. I've got to stop and think. And admit something. I've committed the cardinal sin of bushcraft and being out in the woods. I panic. I know better. I really do. But this is exactly how people get themselves well and truly lost. You convince yourself that the place you're looking for has to be just ahead. You must have misremembered the distance. So you keep going. And that's the panic talking. Normally when you think about panic, you think of it as this loud thing, shouting in your head. And sometimes that's how it is. But panic can start small, just a whisper. It's like walking in the dark at night and the difference between speeding up just a little or flat out sprinting. But if you listen to that whisper, do what it says, it almost always grows to the shout. If you speed up even a tiny bit, you're going to end up in the sprint. When you first even think you might be lost, you have to ignore the panic, that insidious whisper. Because panic is a mortal enemy to thought. And I listen to it. I have to have walked miles through the woods at this point. I've gone so far, and right now everything looks the same. You might be thinking, but Soko, you idiot, you were camping up on a hill. Just look for the hill and go there. But I can't do that. The trees around me are too tall. I actually started to climb this really tall post oak, but I got up to the first limb and realized how bad of an idea that was. The last time I climbed up something, if you'll remember, I fell and broke my leg. I can't risk that right now. That would probably be a death sentence. So I gave up on that. And the woods all just look the same from this point. Every bit of it looks exactly like the next. Hell, I don't even know if I'm any further away from that damn siren. I could have circled around and now I'm even closer. I just don't know what to do. I don't even know if I've been walking in a straight line. If I could see the sun, I could possibly try lining myself up with it. But it's so overcast right now, that's not an option whatsoever. If I was back home, in the real world that is, I'd just sit and listen. Eventually you'd hear a vehicle going down some road or another. And if you can just make it to a road, even an old logging road, you can eventually find your way out. God, I'm so damn mad at myself right now. The most basic mistake. Damn it. And self-flagellating myself isn't helping. Damn, I hope I'm using that term right. They say if you find yourself in a hole, stop digging. And normally that's super solid advice. But I don't know what else to do, so I'm just gonna keep digging. In this case, keep walking. I can't sit and hope that search and rescue finally finds me. It's me alone. I know nobody is coming for me. So the only thing I know to do is pick a direction and go that way. I'll do my damnedest to keep a straight line. People generally make big circles when they're lost because of their dominant leg. So what I'll do is pick a few large trees and try and line them up and walk from tree to tree. You pick one that's in line with the last one you left and the one you are currently at. It's better than nothing. And time's a-wasted. Okay, time to get back to digging. Hello, HFLs. This being lost has got me thinking. Because when you're just walking in the woods, it's not like there's much else to do besides think. And I remember the time when I was a little squirt hunting with my dad. We walked and walked and walked until I couldn't anymore. We finally had to sit down on a log to rest, and I sat and ate a candy bar. After I was rested and ready, we got up and walked some more. And again, it felt like we walked forever, and I needed another break. So we sat down on this log, and hang on a second. What's this? Something different, at least. There's a bit of a clearing right up there. Is that... Hey, hypothetical future listeners, there's a big pond up there. Oh man, this is at least something new. Oh, what the hell? That can't be real. No, I'm hallucinating. What the fuck?
I'm going away, but I won't come back on a lonesome railroad line. But I can't forget that sweet little girl who sleeps in the pines, in the pines.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. I am so glad to finally be back to the Liminal Lands. For lots of reasons, but also because things are about to speed up for our friend Soko, and I cannot wait to get to him. As the usual spiel goes, if you like the show, please consider leaving a like or review somewhere. The only way this podcast grows is through word of mouth. I haven't spent a penny on advertising, so it's just been you guys out there telling other people to listen. So that's one way you guys have supported me, and if you haven't, it's one way you can. Also, of course, I have a Patreon, which I put a lot of bonus content on. Just a pledge of $3 a month, you get access to all of that bonus content. That's also another good way to support me. The last little bit, I've been listening to an amazing show called Maltopia. I'll have a link to it in the show notes, but there is so much content there, guys. I mean, it's pretty much kept me the entire 2 months I've been off, so, and it's so, so good. They put out stuff faster than I usually do, so, I mean, they've impressed me in so many ways, and it's such a good show. If you like the Liminal Lands, you're going to like it. Now, with all of that said, thanks for listening, and until next time, beware of doorways.